Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Tzadi Tes, Baba Basra 99. And in today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara had been discussing if two people contract to build a house, what is the unstated assumption regarding the size of the ceiling? And therefore, the Talmud says that we can assume that if they had not specified otherwise, the height of the ceiling should equal half of the width of the building plus the length. You take the width and the length and you take half of that, and that will be the height of the ceiling. And the proof for the Talmud of this is that from the Mishkan itself, that's how tall the ceiling was, the half of the width plus the length. And that leads the Gemara into a discussion of exactly how much space the Keruvim in the Mishkan took up. And the Keruvim are the cherubs, and creatures that looked like angels and with wings and perhaps the face of a child, Karabia, as the Gemara elsewhere says, and that these Keruvim were associated with the Aron Kodesh, the Holy Ark, in the Holy of Holies. And the Gemara wants to know how much space they took up. And the Gemara here says that this is lo min amida, that the Ark was not from the measure, meaning it took up no space whatsoever. And the reason why we know that the Ark took up no space, that the Aron and the Keruvim did not take any space, is because it's something so spiritual, so holy. And just like our world, God is in our world, but God does not take up any physical space in the world, so to the Ark and the Keruvim do not take up any space. Eino min amida, they are not part of the measure. They are not part of the physicality of the world that their dimensions can be measured. And in this context, the Talmud comes along and asks, Ketzad hein omdin, how did these Keruvim actually stand in the Mishkan? Now, there's two types of Keruvim. There's the Keruvim of the Mishkan and the Keruvim of the Beit HaMikdash. So we know that the Keruvim of the Mishkan, which are described in Exodus chapter 25, verse 20, those Keruvim were attached to the Aron Kodesh. But our Gemara here is actually talking about the Keruvim of the Temple of Shlomo HaMelech, as described in Divrei Hayamim Bet, chapter 3. And those Keruvim of Solomon stood on the floor next to the Ark, one on the right side and one on the left side of the Ark, and our Talmud wants to know exactly how they were standing. So there's a dispute in the Talmud between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. One opinion is that the Keruvim were standing facing each other, Pneim Ish El Achav, because they cite the verse from Exodus 25:20. It says the Keruvim stood facing each other, whereas the other opinion, it says Pneim Labayis, that the Keruvim were not facing each other, but they were facing either there's a dispute about this between the Rashbam and the Ritva. The Rashbam says that they were facing towards the east, which means that they were facing towards the sanctuary as a whole, where the menorah and the shulchan were situated, but that's where they were facing. Whereas the Ritva says, no, they were facing towards the west, to outside of the temple, in the opposite direction. So we see two opinions. Were the Keruvim facing each other, and they have opinion as a verse, or that were they facing the outside of the Holy of Holies, and that opinion also has a verse to cite it. So the Gemara says, how can we explain, according to each opinion, how do they account for the verse that seems to contradict their opinion? So one approach, says the Talmud, according to the one who says that they faced each other, what do they do with the verse that says Pneim Labayis? He says that's not a question. When the Jewish people were doing the will of God, then the Keruvim were facing each other to demonstrate the love that God has for the Jewish people. But when the people were not doing the will of God, then the Keruvim faced away from each other, and they faced outside of the Holy of Holies. And according to the one who says that cites the verse that says Pneim Labayis, and that the Keruvim were not directly facing each other, that they were facing the outside of the Holy of Holies, how do they explain the fact that there's a verse that says that the Keruvim were facing each other? So that approach says the Mitzdade Yatzdude, that their faces were angled, that they were partially facing each other and partially facing outside. And indeed, Unkulus Hager, says the Talmud, Unkulus the proselyte, explains, Ketalmud HaNifter Me Rabbe, like a student who leaves his teacher, that they don't want to turn their
back on their teacher, but they're partially facing their teacher and partially facing out. And that's how the Keruvim, they were partially facing each other and partially facing out. Going back to the approach that says that when the Jewish people were doing the will of God, they were facing each other. This seems to contradict a different Gemara, which we have in Yoma 74a, which says that when the Jewish people were doing the will of God, and it states there that Rav Katina says in Yoma that when the Jewish people would ascend on their pilgrimages during the three festivals, they would peel back the cover of the curtain, and they would show to the Jewish people that the Keruvim were Me'urim Zebazeh, that they were embracing each other, physically embracing each other, and say, look, Re'uchi Baslem of Ne'amakom, see how much God loves you. And Reish Lakish says, indeed, also, when the Jewish people sinned and the destroyers entered into the temple, they saw the Keruvim that were embracing each other, and as a result of that, they admonished the Jewish people. So that shows that the Keruvim were embracing each other, and here we're saying that the Keruvim were just looking at each other. So one of the answers to this question is that when the Jewish people were making a pilgrimage, that was a temporary thing that the Keruvim embraced each other, just to show how much God loved the Jewish people. And also, during the time of the destruction, it was also temporary, just to embarrass the Jewish people, so that the enemies of the Jewish people say, look, they have this type of embrace, it was almost sexual, and they would mock the Jewish people. But the Ritva says, no, it's a different approach, that the actual Keruvim never were embracing each other. What the people saw when they made the pilgrimage was an image of the Keruvim embracing each other. That was just a drawing of the Keruvim embracing each other. But the real text is like our Talmud here, that they were just standing and gazing into each other's eyes.